This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Daf Tzadik. Daf Tzadik, we have a mission at the end of the 8th parak. And, the end of the 9th parak, really. HaKosev L'Ishtoi. And the mission said as follows. The mission says, Katan Shehisio Aviv. A Katan whose father married him off. So when the Ksuba was written, it was meaningless. Ksubasa Kayemes. When he remains living with the woman, the Ksuba remains intact. Why? Sha'amanas Ken Kaima. He keeps her with this condition that he wants to be bound by the original Ksuba. Gershin is Gaira Ishtai, a convert that his wife converted Imai with him. So he gave her a Ksuba when he married her. And now that Ksuba was as a guy. Now he's staying with her. Ksubasa Kayemesh, Amanas Kain Kaima. So why is the Ksuba obligatory? Amanas Kain Kaima. The Gemara brings the Machlaikis. Rav Huna says he's only obligating himself to the baseline Ksuba of 100 to 200. The Toisefes not. Rav Yehuda says Afilu, even the Toisefes. Fine. You ready for a Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Kasha? By now you know the klal. Any day you learn Rabbi Akiva Eiger is a good day. Frekt Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Why does the Mishnah say that you're obligated in the Ksuba? Because he married her with the condition. So here's the ger. Tony and Samantha, they both convert. Now he is Fivel and she's Yenta. And he says, Yenta, I am marrying you. So Yenta says, do I still get my ksuba? So the Mishnah says, yeah, you still get your ksuba. You know why? He's marrying you to uphold the original agreement. In other words, when he's staying with her, he's doing so with the stipulation of the original marriage. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, let's say that factor is not true. Then he would not be obligated to give her a ksuba? I don't understand. The guy, when he married her, he said, I'm going to give you 200 zuz. So what exactly exempts him now? Why do I need a svara that, but when he's marrying her and staying with her, he's doing it on condition of the original ksuba? Let's say he's not. Let's say he's turning over a new leaf and he's marrying her not on condition of the original ksuba. But he should still be bound by the original ksuba. You know why? Because he bound himself back then. So why is that not binding? What, a goy doesn't have financial obligations? A Gentile is not financially bound? The goy bound himself. He bound himself to her. So why do I need, because when he remarries her, he does it to uphold the original condition. I don't care whether he wants to or doesn't want to uphold the original condition. He made the original condition. So it's binding. A goy doesn't have responsibility. If a goy creates a shtar, if a goy makes a shibud, he's not meshubed? Of course he's meshubed. So why does the Mishnah have to say, why do I even need this svara? And why is there a machloikis? In other words, we hold that Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayiv even in the Toisefes. And Rav Huna says, no, you're only chayiv in the baseline ksuba. What's the machloikis? Of course you should be chayiv in the Toisefes. If Tony said to Samantha, I hereby declare you husband and wife until death do your part. So Tony said, lady, I'm going to give you 200 zuz and another 500 bucks as a Toisefes ksuba. So he's bound by that. Why would Rav Huna say he's not bound by the Toisefes ksuba? Goyim are not, don't have to keep the word? That's what became a gizkasha. So maybe you'll say, yeah, Tony obligates himself to Samantha, but Tony never obligated himself to Sprinza, and Tony's obligated to Samantha, but Fivel's not obligated. Gershon is guy cut and Shinoh dummy. But of course, I'm sure you remember from earlier on in the Masechta, from a Chsam Sofer we learned, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shinoi LaDami only applies to those things that Jews and Goyim are different in. So then we say, regarding this area, you're a newborn person. But if in this area there is no difference between Gentile and Jew, you don't say Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shinoi LaDami. That was Chassam Sofer. We actually learned it in an Ian Shar and Gimel Amud Beis. That the rule of Gershonis Gai or Kekaltan Shnala Dami is not across the board. Namely, what's the halacha if a man and woman have children and then they both convert? Do they have to have children again? It's not pasha they have to have children again. Why not? Why don't we say Gershonis Gai Kekaltan Shnala Dami? Even though it is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mish Lakish, the answer is because since Goyim are Shaykh to Pru Urvu, even though they're not, by the way, Goyim do not have a mitzvah proof. Maybe they only have the mitzvah of Sheves, but they have some element of the mitzvah. So regarding this area, we don't say Gershon Eskari Kekatan Shana Adami. Because since Gentiles are performing a good deed by procreating, so it's not like they revolutionize their identity in the area of procreation. So we don't say Gershon Eskari Kekatan Shana Adami when it comes to Pru Revu. Likewise, the same way Goyim, do Goyim have, if Tony is Meshabin himself to Frank, does Tony have to pay? Of course. So regarding Mamanois, there is no Gershon Eskari Kekatan Shnoyel Adami. Fret Rabbi Kiveger lo yadati, I do not know Belav Hachi. Forget about Sha'amanas Kein Kaima. Amai loy kam ha'eschaivus me'idon dehayanachri. Why doesn't the obligation from the time that he's a guy stand? Ve'ich matzinu denachi eni yachal shabbat atzmai. Where do we ever see that a guy cannot be meshabbat himself financially? Dr. Asi wants to say Gershon is Gayer. I would say Gershon is Gayer does not apply here. Does not apply here. Question. I have a question. If let's say a guy borrows money from a 500 people, and he doesn't know what to do, they're about to arrest him. So he says, I have a great idea, I'll convert. They say, hey pal, you owe a lot of people money. Nah, that was Tony, I'm Feivel now. He doesn't owe the people money anymore? Because Gershon is Gai Kekatan Shnoyel Adami? By the way, besides the Svara I said, Gershon is Gaier is only between Ben Adam Lamaka, not Ben Adam Lachaveray. That's a different factor. But I always like the factor that I mentioned is I like to use a lot, that Gershon Eskayer is only if in that area you're different than you were as a guy. Fine. So that's the Kasha Rebbe Kiveger. What does Rebbe Kiveger answer? No answer. So we come to the Sefer Beis Yaakov. The Sefer Beis Yaakov was written by the Nesivos HaMishpat on Ksubas. He asks the same Kasha. Ach l'chayra Kasha. Why wouldn't this ger be chayiv even in the edition that he wrote to her? Why? The havadai afilu im anochi mechayiv atzmai beesnan milo yischayiv la. Let's say this guy would obligate himself for a harlot's fee. He would also be obligated. Hadavar zek kinyan dami kemavora ba'avadizorish perkasaychar va'atu nachri la bar kinyan v'chivu havadei de kinyan v'chivu shal nachri mahani. Yeah, it's impossible to get out of this one. You can't say that a ger when he converts it exempts him from his financial obligations. You would have a lot more converts. Says the Nesivos. Listen to this little whopper. When a husband writes a ksuba to his wife, what is he obligating himself in? He's saying, if we remain married, and the only thing that stops it is our divorce or my death, I'm going to give you a ksuba. But let's say they don't remain married. Let's say the marriage is dissolved. Does he obligate himself in a ksuba? You could make a very strong case. He's obligating himself in a ksuba. He's saying, I marry you, and if I am the cause of its cessation, I'll pay you. But what if the marriage just dissolves? He doesn't have to give her a ksuba. When this man converts, he's not married to her anymore. If he's not married to her, he's not chayiv in her original ksuba. He only obligated himself to give her a ksuba if they remain married until he divorces her or he dies. But in this case, they did not remain married because by his conversion, it dissolves the marriage. Wow. That's only if the marriage is not dissolved until the day they die. They don't have ishus, but they have something called beulas baal. She was lived with by the husband, and that binds her. The truth is, their marriage is not dissolved until they die. But take of the as soon as she converts, she's like a newborn person. So you say, oh, I don't owe you because you're a different person. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that since she's a new person, v'himu teres ba'achar, she's permitted to someone else. V'kala ha'ishus koidam hazman shehisnu b'neihem. They made a stipulation. I will pay you if this marriage ends because I die. Yeah, but in this case, that's provided the marriage continues until then. But the marriage was dissolved before. It was dissolved before, meaning he says, listen, I'm going to marry you now, and as long as the marriage is not dissolved until I die, I'll pay you. But the thing is, in this case, the agreement was not adhered to. They agreed to be married until he dies, and it wasn't fulfilled because it was dissolved earlier. In this case, he would never obligate himself in that situation. When he takes her back, the original chiyuv was abolished. That is, you know, there are always many ways to answer a question. This question, when you hear the answer, this is the answer.
Can I ask a question about a different mahalach to answer the question, perhaps?
Do you have a different mahalach?
I mean, I was thinking about it. I'm sure there's an issue with it, but many tears with the question.
Okay.
The finish of the Mishnah is that Zichar, the Chayavus was taken on and that survives. So he's clearly Chayav to her. But the finish of the Mishnah is that the Chiyuv is in the nature of Kesuba, with all the dinim that apply to Kesuba. So, for example, been indifferent, or the other pratim of the dinei ksuba. So the Chiddush Mishnah is not the SMC of mamon. That clearly goes there because, as you said, it's like it takes upon itself the fee of mamon. But this actually is treated as a ksuba. So, for example, if he has children with her, they're going to be entitled to the ksuba's been indifferent, even whereas if it just is treated as a regular fight that was taken on at some point in the past, presumably it would not have the dinei of ksuba's been indifferent. For example, and maybe there's other.
Okay, but in that case, why would Rav say that he's not obligated in the Tosafos? In other words, it can't be that the Chayv is certain because we actually paskin that the agreed upon Tosafos, he's not, right? Halach l'maisa, you don't have to pay the Tosafos. Why not? He obligated himself in it originally. So that indicates that the financial obligation originally did cease.
Right, I guess you'd have to type it that he is chayav in the tosefes out the fee of mamon. That the ksuba, what turns itself into the ksuba is only the ikar mana masai.
So you're going to say even Rav would say you are chayav in the tosefes?
Dinei mamon is you're chayav in the tosefes, but out the ksuba you're only chayav in the mana masai in ikar ksuba. Just a
dachuk
thing, I guess. But.
Yeah, Pashtus. I mean, the Gemara quoted a brisa, right? That you're not chayev in the Tosafos. It means you're not chayev. Yeah. And so, who is this? What's your name?
Jonathan Solansky.
Oh, Jonathan. How are you? So you're chayev for the Dine Mamonos. But, like, let's say, for instance, even the shita that you are chayev, for the Tosefes, let's say Rabbi Huda, I think everybody agrees you're not chayiv from the original date, right? You're not mishum. I think everybody agrees that it's a new obligation, and you're not chayiv for that original date because that ceased. But you would say no. Maybe you are chayiv from the original date.
To whether you're chayiv from the original date. Maybe you can still say you're not chayiv from the original date because there's some. In other words, I don't know that. But why? But that's usually exclusive to this question about. Mm-hmm. The creator's question is really. I mean, there's clearly a nafkaminus between a regular chayiv and a chayiv ksuba. So that's why I was thinking along this. Mahalach, because the answer could be enafinam, not he's chayev, but the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's chayev al ksuba, that it turns into a ksuba obligation, which is maybe different than a chayev, but I hear the question about that. How do you explain the shita of...
Because, you know, the way the Nesivos asked the question is a bit more than Rabbi Kivegar. Rabbi Kivegar just says, I don't get why the Mishnah needs the logic of amanas kein koinsa. But the Nesivos adds that why would you not be chayv in the Tosefos, right? That's an added prat.
Right.
Which is a pretty compelling question, in other words.
Right.
By the way, the Chassam Sofer, the din of Gershon Iskaka Katan Shnei L'Adami being dependent on the area of what you're speaking about. In other words, it's not across the board that we say Gershon Iskaka Katan Shnei L'Adami. There's a Gemara in Yevamos on Mem Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about why Gerim have a hard life Bizman Hazeh. So the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara says, well, maybe it's because they don't keep the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. They didn't keep the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. To which the Gemara says, well, why would that be a reason? Gershon Iskaka Katan Shnei L'Adami. And the Gemara gives other reasons. The Gemara gives a whole bunch of reasons. The question is, the Tana who held it was because they didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, he doesn't argue on the din of Gershon Iskaka Katan Shnei L'Adami. It's just that L'Chaira, he holds that Gershon Iskaka does not apply to the Sheva Mitzvahs, because regarding the Sheva Mitzvahs, there's no real difference between Jews and Goyim. So regarding this area, we don't say Gershon Iskaka Katan Shnei L'Adami. It's a very interesting topic. It happens to be very relevant to Shavuos, but you see here in the Nesivos, he doesn't want to just use Gershon Iskaka. It's only the Gershon Iskaka dissolves the marriage, so now he no longer is obligated in the Ksuba. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's what I got for you today.
Thank you.
Kaltav.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Kaltav. See ya. Bye. Oh, guys, I think I have to do the...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.